Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 29, Scene 4, Krishna's Word Jugglery. When all the gopis assembled after hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, Krishna began to speak to them, welcoming them as well as discouraging them by word jugglery. Krishna is the supreme speaker. Krishna is the speaker of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna can speak on the highest elevated subjects of philosophy, politics, economics, everything. And Krishna also spoke before the gopis who were so dear to him. Krishna wanted to enchant the gopis by word jugglery, and thus Krishna began to speak as follows. O ladies of Vrindavan, you are very fortunate and you are very dear to me. I am very pleased that you have come here, and I hope everything is well in Vrindavan. Now, please order me. What can I do for you? What is the purpose of coming here in this dead of night? Kindly take your seats and let me know what I can do for you. The gopis had come to Krishna to enjoy his company, to dance with him, embrace him, and kiss him. And when Krishna began to receive the gopis very officially, showing all kinds of etiquette, the gopis were surprised. Krishna was treating them as ordinary society women. Therefore, the gopis began to smile among themselves, and they very eagerly listened to Krishna talk in that way. When Krishna saw that the gopis were smiling at him, he spoke. My dear friends, you must know that now is the dead of night, and the forest is very dangerous. At this time, all the ferocious jungle animals, the tigers, bears, jackals, and wolves, are prowling in the forest. Therefore, it is very dangerous for you. You cannot select a secure place now. Everywhere you go, you will find that all these animals are loitering just to find their prey. I think, therefore, that you are taking a great risk in coming here in the dead of night. So please, turn back immediately without delay. But when Krishna saw that the gopis continued to smile, Krishna then said, I very much appreciate your bodily features. All of you have nice, very thin waists. All of the gopis there were exquisitely beautiful. They are described by the word Sumadhyama. The standard of beauty of a woman is said to be Sumadhyama when the middle portion of the body is slender. Krishna wanted to impress on the gopis that they were not old enough to take care of themselves. Actually, the gopis required protection. It was not very wise for them to come in the dead of night to Krishna. Krishna also indicated that he was young and that the gopis were also young girls. It does not look very well for young girls and boys to remain together in the dead of night. But after hearing this advice, the gopis did not seem very happy. Therefore, Krishna began to stress the point in a different way. My dear friends, I can understand that you have left your homes without the permission of your guardians. Therefore, I think your mothers, fathers, elderly brothers, or even your sons, and what to speak of husbands, must be very anxious to find you. As long as you are here, they must be searching in different places, and their minds must be very agitated. So do not tarry. Please go back and make them all peaceful. When the gopis appeared to be a little bit disturbed and angry from the free advice of Krishna, they diverted their attention to looking at the beauty of the forest. At that time, the whole forest was illuminated by the bright shining of the moon, and the air was blowing very silently over the blooming flowers, and the green leaves of the trees were moving in the breeze. Krishna took the opportunity of the gopis looking at the forest to advise them. "Oh, I think you have come out just to see the beautiful Vrindavana forest on this night. But you must now be satisfied. So return to your homes without delay. I understand that you are all very chaste women. So now that you have seen the beautiful atmosphere of the Vrindavan forest, please return home and engage in the faithful service of your respective husbands. Some of you must have babies by this time, although you are very young. You must have left your small babies at home, and they must be crying. So please, immediately go back home and feed them with your breast milk. I can also understand that you have very great affection for me, and out of that transcendental affection you have come here, hearing my playing on the flute. Your feelings of love and affection for me are very appropriate, because I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All living creatures are my parts and parcels, and naturally they are affectionate to me. So this affection for me is very much welcome, and I congratulate you for this. Now you can go back to your homes. But another thing I must explain to you is that for a chaste woman, service to the husband without duplicity is the best religious principle. A woman should be not only faithful and chaste to the husband, but affectionate to the friends of her husband, obedient to the father and mother of the husband, and affectionate to the younger brothers of the husband. And most importantly, the woman must take care of the children. In this way, Krishna explained the duty of a woman. And Krishna also stressed the point of serving the husband. Even if the husband is not of very good character, or even if the husband is not very rich or fortunate, or even if the husband is old or invalid on account of continued disease, whatever the husband's condition, a woman should not divorce her husband if she actually desires to be elevated to the higher planetary systems after leaving this body. Besides that, it is considered abominable in society if a woman is unfaithful and goes searching for another man, for such habits will deter a woman from being elevated to the heavenly planets, and the results of such habits are very degrading. A married woman should not search for a paramour, for this is not sanctioned by the Vedic principles of life. So if you think that you are very much attached to me and want my association, I advise you not to personally try to enjoy me. It is better for you to go home, simply talk about me, think of me, and by this process of constantly remembering me and chanting my holy names, surely you will be elevated to the spiritual platform. So there is no need to stand near me. Please go back home. The instruction given herein by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna to the gopis was not at all sarcastic. Such instructions should be taken very seriously by all honest women. The chastity of women is specifically stressed herein by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, this principle should be followed by any serious woman who wants to be elevated to a higher status of life. Krishna is the center of all affection for all living creatures. When this affection is developed for Krishna, then one surpasses and transcends all Vedic injunctions. This was possible for the gopis because they saw Krishna face to face. This is not possible for any woman in the conditioned state. Unfortunately, by imitating the behavior of Krishna with the gopis, sometimes a rascal takes the position of Krishna, following the philosophy of monism or oneness, and very irresponsibly takes advantage of this rasa lila to entice many innocent women and mislead them in the name of spiritual realization. As a warning, Lord Krishna has herein hinted that what was possible for the gopis is not possible for ordinary women. Although a woman can actually be elevated by advanced Krishna consciousness, she should not be enticed by an impostor who says that he is Krishna. The chaste woman should concentrate her devotional activities in chanting and meditating upon Krishna, as is advised herein. One should not follow the men called Sahajiya, the so-called devotees who take everything very lightly.
Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha. Hari Haraye Namaha.
All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.